Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get to a little bit of college foosball. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, right here on The Fan, the Oregon Ducks slipping in the polls down to 6th in the AP, 7th in the coaches' poll from their number 3 seat after a rocky start against the Idaho Vandals. Welcome in Boise State, a thorn in their side, 0-3 all time against the Broncos. Not good.
No, I'm really interested to see how this game goes. We had Bob Beeler on, play-by-play of the Broncos on yesterday, and talking about just where this Boise State team is, with Maddoxon at quarterback, Genty at running back, the totality of where this team is under the non-Peterson era and the transition they've been making, a lot of people have picked them to be the Group of Five team that makes it to the playoff.
Yeah.
And this is where you make that statement. And every time these two teams have played, there has been a level of nastiness that has come out of this game. And I'm, for the first time going into this game, Oregon has a no doubt, absolutely unequivocal, no doubt talent advantage. And they need to exert that.
Yeah, all eyes are going to be on the offensive line, though. And look, they had the talent advantage in spades against Idaho, and it was the self-inflicted wounds that continued to change the flow of that game. Anytime Oregon was getting that momentum and you felt the avalanche was going to start piling on to Idaho, the Ducks found a way to bullet right in foot. And whether it was, you know, erasing two big plays off of illegal formation penalties that we obviously saw referees taking note of that in the NFL's opener last night with the Baltimore Ravens. But it was a fumble as you're going, marching the ball down the field. Moving the ball wasn't the issue. It was finishing drives. And you can chalk that up to, you know, the shaky play on the interior of the offensive line. You can chalk it up to the running backs and the inability to get through those ankle pick tackles that continued to get Jordan James and Noah Whittington at the line of scrimmage. Just that little balance that we've seen Oregon backs be so good at, just kind of running through that and finding those extra yards after somebody tries to trip you up. They were falling down. Or it could be, you know, you have a new quarterback in a system where there is going to be, no matter who is stepping in, there is going to be a drop-off in the mastery of the offense, especially when you have a guy like Bo Nix and how his level of comfort that he had with Oregon's players and the system, even with Will Stein in his first year. They kept so much similar to what Kenny Dillingham did that it was easy for Bo Nix to speak that language. Dylan Gabriel, I didn't think was the issue. I don't think the receivers and getting separation were an issue by any means. It was up front, and all eyes are going to be on that offensive line. They need to be able to get a push. I think we're going to see some different faces, whether that is because Matt Bedford is healthy at the starting right guard position, the transfer from Indiana who dressed down but not playing last week, where Dan Lanning said he was optimistic that both he and Gary Bryant Jr., the wide receiver, were going to play. Gary Bryant Jr. is going to be an impact player on that offense. Mm-hmm. He is going to be really good for them. But again, receivers weren't the issue. They were getting open. It was, does Dylan Gabriel have enough time to make those throws? Is the game plan going to be expanded enough to where, that's another thing that I don't think we're talking about nearly enough, is the vanilla game plan Oregon had against Idaho. Just knowing that, hey, we're going to lean on them. The dam's going to break at some point. And the dam never broke. I mean, you know, in the fourth quarter, they put up some points and it changed a little bit, but the dam never broke in that second half like we've come accustomed to seeing. That middle eight, the 4 minutes right before half and the 4 minutes right after halftime, those are so important to Oregon. That's where they have thrived and really put their foot on the throat of opponents. Didn't happen. And it starts with getting a push with your offensive line and being able to protect for Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, as it pertains to Gabriel, and we had him on ahead of the season, one of the things I asked him was about like what, it's kind of entailing the same thing with Bo Nix and highlighting the things that he brought from UCF to Oklahoma, Oklahoma to Oregon, and making it simple for him and using a lot of those things. And, you know, against Idaho, if you were going to be critical of Gabriel, it was that he didn't take off. He didn't tuck the ball and run. Mm-hmm. If you want to say he didn't push the ball in the field, like, yeah, he didn't, because he didn't have the time for any route to develop. But taking the ball, and there was a couple different times where he could have took off and run for a ton of yards. A
couple third and fives, third and shorts that you sit there and you go, run.
Yeah, and I think if your pushback is that Lanning and those from the top are telling him, look, man, early in the season,
Limit hits, limit your contact.
Like that's an important thing, because Dylan's not a big dude. This isn't Cam Newton out here. So if you're trying to limit that, because what has been the thing that has been the thing that undid Oregon, really, 2 years ago, it was Bo's ankle. It's just, you know, and you can't prevent that. You can't play scared. But if you're playing Idaho, probably shouldn't have to tuck it 5, 6, 7 times and take those hits and put yourself in that position.
Yeah, the level of panic in my mind is not
high.
It's not a panic. It's like, boy, if it happens another week, then you get concerned.
Then the eyebrows go up. Yes.
Then you start going, what's going on? But the level of panic is not nearly what it has been in years past when you have a lackluster start and you come out the way that Oregon did, because the biggest difference between Oregon this year and where they've been in years past is they have a very good defense, and that defense was exceptionally good against Idaho. Even they gave up 14 points in that game, one of them on a trick play after on a sudden change where you go for it on fourth down, you miss, you turn the ball over on downs, trick plays coming, it worked for Idaho. And the other one was set up by a screen pass where you don't think that is going to be just pounded into the brain of Oregon this week in playing keys, playing fundamentals. Yeah, it'll be there. But the defense being able to slow teams down and grind a game to a halt, that can afford your offense to catch up, because the weapons aren't the concern. The health of the offensive line is, because it's not just Bedford, it's Dave Iuli, two interior offensive linemen. That makes a big difference in how you approach your offensive line play. Whether, you know, and a guy that came in highly touted and got run early last year and then hurt his shoulder. Neshad Struthers as well, an interior offensive lineman. Do we see more of him coming up this week? And how does that change what the rotation looks like? Because last week it was largely just Marcus Harper, Charlie Pickard, and then Poncho Laulu on going left guard, center, right guard. We may see a far different rotation where Poncho was supposed to be the guy who's going to be your center heading into this year, played really dang well in that Fiesta Bowl against Liberty. Again, it was against Liberty. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how does this kind of look moving forward? I think you are going to see big changes in rotation and then just the game plan itself being more tailored to your opponent and tailored to Boise State as opposed to, hey, we're going to roll the ball out, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to just maul you. That's what they had in the Idaho approach.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you look at this game, what needs to happen for this week to be a success?
I think winning comfortably is something that fans want to see.
Because the line right now is 19.5.
Yeah.
And over under 61.5. So basically you're looking at a game that should be like 42-21.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't look at winning comfortably as the final score. It is the flow of the game.
Stylistically.
Right. It is, are you able to run the football against them? Establishing the line of scrimmage. Does Dylan Gabriel have the time to take those shots deep? Because teams are going to take what Idaho did and say, all right, we're going to give that a whirl. We're going to cap the back end of the defense and make sure we don't get beat deep. Mm-hmm. We're going to rally to the football. Again, I said this earlier in the week, I don't think I've ever seen an FCS team tackle as well as Idaho did, because even when a tackle was missed, there was somebody else right there.
Replicating that level of tackling is not something you just do.
They were very good, and they timed up the snap count tremendously. And that was one of the things that was a bit of a head scratcher. You go for a hard count twice, you get them to jump off sides twice. Probably going to see a little bit more of that as teams continue to try to time up the snap. But I think controlling the line of scrimmage on the offensive side, and then it is, you know, forcing Boise State to be uncomfortable. They on when they have the ball on offense. Oregon's defense if you are a team built on defense and Jeffrey Bosa is injuries not a concern, by all accounts, he will be playing. But you are going to have one of the best running backs in all of college football that you're going up against. I mean, quite possibly the best running back in college football, in Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, 5'9", 220-pound bowling ball.
He is going to get yards.
Yeah, whether it's out of the backfield catching the ball or running between the tackles.
They have road pavers on the offensive line, mm-hmm. too. It is winning that line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. controlling Ashton Jeanty. That is what is going to be important. Like, the final score, it's not like covering 19.5, which is what the line is at right now. It is how the flow of the game goes. Do they score in that middle eight, right? Which Dan Lanning, that's a staple in part of their identity, is that final 4 minutes of the first half, first 4 minutes of the second half, you get points in that middle eight. Because if you're getting points there, those are the ones that are backbreakers for teams. And that means you're not shooting yourself in the foot. Flow of the game, I thought more than anything else, including the offensive line play, I thought the self-inflicted wounds, which was partially the offensive line, mm-hmm. but it's also missed assignments in pass protection by running backs. It's also a couple of drop balls. Their ball didn't hit the ground very often when Dylan Gabriel threw it.
It was 41 of 49?
41 of 49, but a couple of drops in there that mm-hmm. you sit there and you go, those will keep drives alive mm-hmm. for you. It is, you know, perimeter blocking, and I think there was a run that was popped that got called back because you had a hold on the yep. outside. You have those situations that affect the flow of the game. I think that's what I'm looking for. Success is not just winning, but controlling the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively, because you didn't do it offensively against Idaho. Eyebrow raise, mm-hmm. looking very skeptical at that. You did against Idaho, but you have a different animal in Boise State. And then limiting those self-inflicted wounds that just killed drive after drive after drive. That's it. That's it for me.
Murder, because, death, kill.
Look, we talk about this like style points are going to matter now.
Yes.
It's a 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. Win the damn game yeah. and get better as the season goes on. Yeah, full stop.
And it's less about style, and it's more about just doing what you need to do.
Yeah, last year, Alabama, they play South Florida this week. They mm-hmm. played South Florida last week and won 17-3. And people at halftime, people were like, what's going on with Alabama? You know? Like, they improved. They almost beat the national champion. You remember that was an mm-hmm. overtime game
oh, yeah.
in the Rose Bowl, right, against Michigan?
Pretty good.
They were really dang good. Handed Georgia their only loss of the year. You can get better as the season goes on. There were a lot of alerts and red flags, but didn't see many,
if any.
You can
put all that behind you if you go out there and do what you need to do.
Yeah, didn't see many, if any, on the defensive side of the ball. You saw them on the interior of the offensive line and with the running backs. And look, I think the running back room is going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Because it's not just... We didn't see any of Jay Harris, the mm-hmm. D2 transfer from Southwest Missouri State, who is a load in the backfield. Jordan James was inches from breaking. I mean, we had the one where Turf Monster trips him up. Then he cramps up as he's making a cutback with one guy to beat. And if he makes that cutback...
Has he tried not doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. That might be useful. But if you get those things out of the way, then you're looking at that game... kind of turns on its head. It's the little things, like, again, that was a Murphy's Law game. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong, and it did go wrong for Oregon. Survived, though.
They should have just called the touchdown play every time.
That's what I'm talking about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.